This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up. The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Welcome to Voices of Experience, the podcast of the National Speakers Association. I'm your host, Crystal Washington, and I hope you're ready for another tool-packed podcast. Today we're covering super sales. We're joined by David Newman, who shares why results-based selling is effective and how to immediately get started doing it. Next, we'll be joined by Lori Guest, who is our co-chair of the upcoming Sales Playbook Winter Conference. Today, she'll share her sweet spot pricing strategy that will help you get more per engagement. Let's dive in. On this segment of Voices of Experience, we are delighted to be joined by David Newman, CSP. David's delivered over 600 paid programs since 1992, counts 44 of the Fortune 500 among his clients, and he's a member of the Million Dollar Speakers Group. On top of that, if he's not busy enough, he hosts the iTunes Top 50 Business Podcast, The Speaking Show. Welcome, welcome, David. Thanks for joining us again on Voices of Experience.
It is great to be back, Crystal. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, and for anyone who doesn't know, David was actually a past host of Voices of Experience. So no pressure here. We're just going to have a good time and learn from his genius. So let's get right into it, David. My first question for you is, what is the difference between selling an outcome versus a program, and why should speakers even care?
It's really important to understand, Crystal, that nobody buys a keynote, nobody buys a training, nobody buys a seminar, nobody buys a consulting package. They buy the outcome of what we do. So I always say, think about it with the following acronym, VIRO plus E. We are delivering value, impact, results, outcomes, that's V-I-R-O, value, impact, results, and outcomes of our work, plus the E is the emotional payoff of what solving that problem means to that decision maker, that team, that company, those association members. If you can dial in, what is the outcome of what you do after you've left the building? Mm-hmm. How are they better off? What capabilities and competencies have been transferred? What could they not do when you walked into the building that they can now do once you've left the building? You will dramatically increase your value in the market.
You know, I think what's really valuable about what you just said is it's the difference between saying, I sell a light switch and I sell light. People know they need light. They don't necessarily care the method for getting that light. And so it sounds like that's what you're saying as speakers. And oftentimes we do. We sell our features versus the benefits. And so this sounds like something where you're selling the solutions.
Completely right. And, you know, another way to look at it is we need to sell the transformation, not the transportation.
Oh.
So sell the transformation of what you do, not the how, not the how do we get there. So if we're going to Paris, I don't want to hear about the Boeing 757. I don't want to hear about the Rolls-Royce engines that drive that thing. I want to hear about Paris. I want to hear about the Eiffel Tower, the hot croissants, the beautiful cafe au lait, sunrise over the Eiffel Tower. That's what we're selling. We're not selling the transportation of how we get there.
So, okay, I'm sold. I'm sure everyone else who's listening is sold on this as well. So now that we are sold on outcomes and results selling, how do we get started? Do we need to completely overhaul all of our marketing materials?
Yes. Okay.
And anyone listening didn't want to hear that.
I know. It's like, I hope he says no. I hope he says no. Crystal, the answer is no. We do not need to overhaul all of our marketing materials, but there are some key pieces that need some reflection.
Okay.
So think about the first thing I would always tell someone is look at your website, look at your materials, look at your program descriptions, look at everything you're doing. Mm-hmm. How much is about you? Mm-hmm. I, me, and my-centric marketing versus you, client, and audience-centric marketing. Second thing, I would look at how you articulate what you do.
Okay.
You talk in terms of keynotes, seminars, trainings, or programs, bad.
Okay.
Or do you say things like, clients and audiences tend to hire Crystal when they're experiencing one or more of the following: pain, problem, circumstance, situation, trigger. You have to teach clients and audiences how and when to hire you. So symptomatic situational problems, and you can put that right on your homepage right now. Clients and audiences tend to hire, insert your name, when they're experiencing one or more of the following.
You know, this actually sounds like WebMD. You know, when you have symptoms and you go online and you're looking and finally you see something that checks off all the boxes, and if you're a man, you actually realize that you have an issue with your cervix and now you're confused.
You are going to die.
Right.
Anytime basically. You look on WebMD, it ends up being, oh, I've got a little splinter under my fingernail. You're going to die.
Right, with the Black Plague.
But that's really important, right? So imagine if we go to your website and they go, oh my God, I'm so messed up. I'm so crazy. She's talking about me.
Right.
This is my problem. This is my team. This is my company. This is my leadership. This is my customer service issue. Now they know they have a problem, and they know that you, because you know the problem so well,
We're
automatically given credit for having the best, smartest solution.
Oh my gosh, this is so brilliant. So here's the other question. How does pricing our services differ when we're selling results?
Vastly, and in a good way.
Okay.
Because here's the deal. I always say, you know, people say, oh, well, speakers are a commodity. Coaches are a commodity. Trainers, workshop leaders, that's a commodity business. And I'll tell you, the marketplace does not commoditize speakers and experts. Speakers and experts commoditize themselves.
Ooh.
When they start talking about, here's my program, here's my keynote, here's my half day, here's my full day, here's my pricing, here's my rate. I call these spreadsheet speakers. You put them all on a spreadsheet, you look at all the fees on the bottom line, and you go, I think I'll pick the cheapest one, because they're all interchangeable parts. They're all completely replaceable with each other.
Right.
When you start doing outcome selling, number one, your value goes up because we're no longer pitching. Mm-hmm. We're really helping. We're no longer selling. We're actually serving. So when we come in with a trusted advisor positioning about here's the problem, here's the situation, here's how you know when you need some help in this area, WebMD again, love that. Then people will pay immense amounts of money to solve a problem, to cure cancer, to get out of a horrible situation with their leadership, with their team, with their culture. Think in terms of urgent, pervasive, expensive problems that you solve, because that's what WebMD is all about, and that's what our marketing communication needs to be about too.
I can think of no better closing than that. Thank you so much for joining us today, David Newman, CSP.
Thank you for being on my show.
Now that you know how to get paid more by packaging your services based on results, let's discover how you can deliver even more value to your clients and increase fees through tiered pricing.
On this episode of Voices of Experience, I am extremely excited to have Lori Guest. Now, I'll tell you all in a little bit why I'm so excited, because her sweet spot pricing has made such a huge impact on my business. But since she developed the sweet spot pricing strategy, her income has increased by 28.7% without changing her marketing or sales strategies. Thank you for being with us today, Lori.
Happy to do it.
Okay, so let's just dive right on in here. What is sweet spot pricing, and how could it benefit professional speakers?
Well, the idea with sweet spot pricing is three different options. And a lot of people think that it is very similar to your standard three-tier, you know, a basic, a deluxe, and a premium, and you push everybody to the highest level.
Mm-hmm.
And my system is different.
Okay.
It's called sweet spot for a reason. I push people to the middle package on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a whole strategy to doing this. Consumers are already conditioned to buy in the middle.
Okay.
And if you think of other things that you buy, like vacations or cars, you often put yourself right there in the middle package. And so there's some great strategies around that.
Okay. Now, I will say, I told everyone listening that I would share something. My very first influence conference that I attended for NSA, I went to your sweet spot pricing course. I will say a month later, I made more than the amount back that I invested in the conference just by following your advice. So that is why I had to have you on here, because I know what value you offer. So when we talk about the three different tiers, what are a few add-ons that speakers can add without necessarily having product or anything? How can you structure this pricing model?
Well, one of the things I notice is that there's a lot of things we give away to our clients that they see as valuable, but maybe we haven't put a price tag on it. Mm-hmm. So I like to speak in metaphors. If you go and look at a new car, there's going to be a sticker in the window, and it's going to say that it comes with intermittent windshield wipers and four tires. Mm-hmm. Now, Crystal, when you bought the car, you were expecting to get those two things, right?
Right, right?
But the reason those bullets are on the sticker is because it justifies that big number in the bottom right-hand corner.
Okay.
It's the same thing with sweet spot pricing. Mm-hmm. In my basic package, I have three bullets, meaning three options.
Okay.
In the middle, I have five.
Okay.
And in the big one, I have seven, nine, or maybe more, depending on the proposal.
Okay.
No two proposals are identical.
Okay.
And it's really important that I listen to what the client wants, mm-hmm, and make sure that those bullets are worded in a way that makes them say, oh yeah, that's what we want. Mm-hmm. And so you asked for an example. There's things that we do. For example, maybe you interview clients in advance, and
okay,
you just do it to customize your program. Many speakers do that.
Right.
We wouldn't think of charging for it. It's part of our preparation.
Right.
Fine. It's your windshield wipers. Put it as a bullet.
Okay.
Same way with handouts. In my basic package, I provide a PDF, and the client's responsible for copying it. Okay, that's not huge, right?
Right.
2 cents a piece for those copies.
Right.
In the basic program, they are pre-printed, professionally designed, and I provide them.
Okay.
And in the premium package, there might be a spiral-bound workbook.
Okay.
So we're going to make the price go up with each one because there's an added cost and also an added benefit in each of the ones.
Ooh.
And so we have actually developed 100 options. I call it my 100 pick list, and I'm going to give everybody access to that through your system, how you're
okay,
giving people resources.
All of the NSA members get it. Okay.
That's right. And so it'll be 100 pick list, mm-hmm, of all the things that you're asking about. And people just look through it, decide what applies to your business and use it, or maybe dream up your own ideas.
Wow. Okay. This is huge. Anyone who's listening to this who has never done this before, this has the potential to really change your business. I know personally because I still use this. Is there anyone that this pricing model would not work for?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked me that question because yes, and it's important that veteran speakers hear this.
Mm-hmm.
There's two times when I think sweet spot doesn't work very well.
Okay.
And the first one is when you're bureau based.
Okay.
When you are doing bureau work, guess what? We are the three levels.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to put in a three pack of speakers and they might have three different levels of speakers. They don't also want to have three different options within the speaker option.
Right.
And so bureaus just don't want to sell this way. So you are much better to have a flat number.
Okay.
And one thing I didn't say at the beginning of the interview that's key to all of this,
mm-hmm,
is, and I want everybody to hear this no matter what level you're at, when a lead calls you and says, Crystal, how much do you charge?
Mm-hmm.
I believe that if you answer that question, I don't even care what the number is. If you answer that question, one of two things happens.
Mm-hmm.
You either have overpriced yourself,
okay,
and missed an opportunity,
okay,
or you underpriced yourself and left money on the table. The odds of you spitting out the exact number that that client wants to pay,
mm-hmm,
well, I don't think that that's frequent.
Okay.
And so by saying instead of a flat number, I like to say, you know what? I think I have something for almost any reasonable budget.
Budget, okay.
Why don't you tell me a little bit about your meeting? And that allows me to be the listener and know from experience whether I really am in the ballpark of your fee range or not.
Right.
Right? So that makes a huge difference. So bureaus do not want to do that. They want to give a flat number,
mm-hmm,
and so bureaus doesn't work. Second group it doesn't work for is our extremely highly paid speakers.
Okay.
Because they are much more of a, look, my fee is X,
mm-hmm,
and although they don't say this, let's be honest, the mindset is, you either want me or you don't. This
right,
is the price you get from me. I'm not going to cut my price. I'm not coming for less. I'm not going to bend.
Mm-hmm.
And those speakers I've worked with or mm-hmm spoken to about this,
mm-hmm,
they unanimously agree that this doesn't match their system and they feel they would lose money if
okay
they do it.
Okay.
Here's who it benefits. The people in the middle section,
mm-hmm,
that have a lot of things they can offer, packages they can put together,
right,
but they aren't really good at getting their full fee,
okay,
or they aren't good at raising their fee.
Okay.
I believe this system allows you to get more confident in that, and it's why I did it in the first place,
mm-hmm,
is I could shoot out a high number that I didn't think anybody would pay for,
right,
because that's in my premium package.
Right.
I wanted to tell you one other thing, really exciting thing,
okay,
is that once speakers started calling and asking for help, which I would give them, I would say to them, if you use my sweet spot pricing, the only thing I ask is when it's over, would you email me and let me know, not how much you earned, because that's none of my business, mm-hmm. but I want to know how much more you earned mm-hmm. by using the system. Even if it's only $500, right. I want to know how much more you earn. And for the first year that I did this, I kept track.
Wow.
And in about 18 months, NSA members earned $750,000 more, that according to them, not my numbers, their numbers. And when it got to that number, I had kind of stopped keeping track. I should have gone for $1 million, stopped
right,
after
right.
$1 million. But my point is I believe that there are gap dollars. There's money to earn
right.
if you will try and use this system.
Right. Well, and what I love about this is, you know, I think there might be people that maybe they're unfamiliar with it, they haven't heard of it before, and they might be thinking, well, shouldn't your price be your price? But here's where this gets really valuable, and I've seen this in my own business, Lori. What I've learned is that sometimes when it comes to quoting what the client wants, you can give the same talk, but you can add in additional things. And so if their budget is twice your fee, it's not about you giving the exact same thing you would give to someone for your normal fee, but if they've already budgeted, what are the add-ons you can create to make it an even better talk? Are there things that you can order? Can everyone get a copy of your book? So it's not even about charging people different prices for the same thing. It allows you to be more dynamic. And I think that's what could be missed. So I have to throw that out there, because anyone that's listening that's wondering, oh, you know, is this ethical? It definitely is, because now you can create more value for this client for their budget.
Absolutely. And you can order that car with or without the hot leather seats, the mm-hmm. hot seat warmers. Mm-hmm. You can decide. And if you have the budget to do it, you may say, I totally want the seat warmers. Mm-hmm. And that's how I see this. One of my other quick story is a member who will remain anonymous
okay.
Went to my class.
Okay.
And afterwards, she made the call with me. Mm-hmm. And she said, I needed to tell you a story. She said, I have this report I do in my niche industry.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been giving it away for years because it comes really easy to me. And I thought it was a value add. So she saw it almost like a deluxe handout.
Right.
And she said, I just closed a deal. And she said, I put a price mm-hmm. on the manual.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, they paid me $43,000.
Wow.
And I said, oh, that's a really good contract. How much more did you earn because of it? Because I thought she meant the whole contract was 43.
Right.
And she goes, no, I earned 43 just on what I'd been giving away.
Wow.
Because she didn't put value on it. And your clients, your industry is going to tell you what they value.
Right.
I've been shocked. One of my biggest shocks mm-hmm. is I get paid one time a fee
mm-hmm.
to just let them, I know we don't want to use this phrase, but it is pick my brain
right.
about creativity for their meeting.
Okay.
And creativity comes naturally to me.
Right.
And they're like, we just don't have enough people coming to our meetings. What have you seen at other meetings? What ideas do you have? So I put that in the premium package, and they could pay me extra to have a 2-hour phone meeting with the committee. And they bought it. I would have done that for free in the past.
Right.
And you start to find your brilliance that has value.
Oh my gosh, this is brilliant. So thank you for this. So my last question, I don't want to monopolize your time. When do you tell speakers not to use the system?
Ooh, good one. I think the not is when you are extremely emerging
mm-hmm.
and you just don't have anything yet other than your speech or your training or your consulting. You don't have a big enough store yet.
Mm-hmm.
So you have one pair of shoes at your shoe store
mm-hmm.
and you really need about, 20 or 30 pairs of shoes to really open your doors and call it a shoe store.
Okay.
So I think it doesn't really work well for those people.
Mm-hmm.
I also think that you have to really learn my strategy. So mm-hmm. in our short interview today, we don't have time to get into it,
mm-hmm.
but in your resources, we are going to give them all the steps to doing this. Because in the basic package,
mm-hmm.
if you do not put a deterrent in there, a reason that the client doesn't want it, they will buy it all day long.
Oh.
And when I've worked with speakers who have done this, they come back and say they're disappointed because the client went with the basic package and they were obviously going for deluxe.
Right.
And if you called me, Crystal, and said that, the first thing I'd say to you is, tell me what your deterrent was in the basic package.
Ooh.
And based on what you say, sometimes people are like, oh, I didn't put one in. There you go. Sometimes the deterrent was not the right deterrent.
Okay.
So again, remember, we don't want people to pick basic, so we have to do something that stops that.
Mm-hmm.
We want them to go, oh, deluxe is perfect. Or if we have more money, mm-hmm. we're going to find it and pay you the premium. But remember, the goal is sweet spot, right in the middle.
Do you want to get Lori's resource for implementing her sweet spot pricing strategy? Members can go to nsaspeaker.org/VOE podcast to download it right now. Also, Lori is co-chair of our winter conference. If you want 100 times the information you received today on VOE,
Register for Winter Conference by visiting nsaspeaker.org/attend/winter2020. Lock in the low rate now as the price increases this week on October 31st. Thank you for joining us for another Voices of Experience. Be sure to subscribe, like, and share this podcast. You can find us on your favorite podcast app, YouTube, and the National Speakers Association's various social media channels. Be sure to join us next week when we have two heavy hitters on to discuss how to make your talks more impactful.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.